And I want to thank Rich today. If you weren't in Sunday school, I want to thank Rich for helping me with my sermon today, because what he spoke about in Sunday school today is going to go along with what I'm going to talk about today. And my wife and her dream, which I didn't know was coming. But I'm going to start today with just a question for everybody in this room. How many people in this room have tried to put something together or fix something and think that they've got done such a great job about it, and all of a sudden it disintegrate into a disaster? Everybody raise their hand. Come on, let me see it. Oh, boy. See, I knew it was everybody in here. See what my point is what do we do after the disaster hits? We call somebody to come in and fix it. Somebody that supposedly knows what they're doing about the situation. So see, with that, I'm going to start this today with the title of my message today is Let Go and Let God. Five easy words. You know, why does it always seem that we try to figure out what's going on in our lives? Why are we always struggling with that? With every kind of situation that we're in. You know, it doesn't matter how big or how small. Most people are just, I believe, like, how can I fix this? How can I make this where it's to my advantage? Why are we always seeking the advantage? You know, sure, everybody wants to be a winner. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, not everybody can be a winner. You know, sometimes you have to take the hard times with the good times. And, you know, the hard times are not easy to take. And, you know, I learned to start doing this about a year ago. And it was really a hard thing for me to learn to concentrate on doing these five little words, let go and let God. Because, see, I always thought that I was smart enough to figure out what to do. And I found out that I really wasn't that smart. And when I was able to start turning things over to God and letting Him put His hands on it rather than mine, all of a sudden, some of the things that were in my life didn't seem to be very big or weren't anything at all. And they just went away like they never happened. And, you know, what a great way to feel, you know, to wake up in the morning after you've given it over to the Lord and say, wow, you know, did that really happen yesterday? What was that all about? Why was I so upset? Why was I carrying on? Why was I complaining like we were talking about in Sunday school today? Why did I complain about that? Was it really worth all the aggravation and all the trouble and all the heartache and all the other stuff that we put into our life for some simple little thing? And I thought, nah, not at all. You know, we allow our motives to take control of it, force ourselves to make decisions and act upon those things. And I don't know how, you know, we act on those things because, you know, we feel that we're totally in control. And we all know, everybody in this room, I believe, knows that the Lord is in control of everything. You know, he's the person, he's the guy who's put us here to start with, and he's given us a free choice to make decisions. But his word tells us he wants that relationship with us, and if we can find a way to make the relationship work with the Lord, we can give him things. You know, I saw a thing this morning I was reading it this morning. It said, just keep, it was said, keep throwing things at me. The Lord was saying, just toss it to me. I'll catch it. Keep tossing. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever anxieties, whatever circumstances, keep tossing. And the other, at the end of it says, I never miss. Isn't that really cool? He never misses it. You can throw him a curveball, he didn't miss it. You know, you can throw him a knuckleball, he doesn't miss it. You know, watch a major league catcher try and catch a knuckleball. He's jumping all over the place trying to catch it. God never misses it, whatever we throw at him. He not only not, doesn't miss it, he hears it before it's coming. He knows what it is. That's really cool. I think we act upon a lot of decisions in our life and a lot of things in our life because I think it's fear, a little bit of fear. You know, I think people today, there's so much going on in the world today that, you know, people don't take time to think. All they see is the bad stuff. You know, I was watching a thing the other day on the news about the attack in London the other day. And they were showing all the army guys out on the streets with guns. You know, they're armed to the teeth, patrolling the streets. I couldn't imagine living in that way. I couldn't imagine, you know, walking down the street and every other house or every block there's three guys with AK-47s standing there trying to protect me, or living in a neighborhood where I didn't know what's going to happen from one minute to the next. You know, is somebody going to blow up the building next door? You know, that's an extreme circumstance for most of us. I'd say for all of us. You know, we live in a country that's, you know, we've had some things happen here, but nothing like over there, overseas. But we act out of fear and just the small things, because we're human beings, and God has given us a mind, you know, a brain to use, and we can easily talk a small thing into a big thing. And I think it happens a lot more than people want to admit. And you get afraid of what's going to happen, what the end's going to be. And then that's where we step in our own little minds, in our own little ways, and try and take over and say, I'm going to do it. I'm saying, say the five little words, let go and let God. See, because that's when you take all the fear out of it. You take all the pressure off of you, the weight of it on your shoulders, the thought processes that are going on through your mind, and the Lord takes it right away from you. And I know for me, it's if I do that and say, Lord, you know, you got this, is yours, and that's all I do. Lord, I'm giving this to you. I don't know what to do. This morning, my allergies were crazy. My eyes were, well, I didn't even know if I'd stand up here this morning. My eyes were swelled up so bad. I said, Lord, it's up to you. I'm giving it to you. You know, that's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Our uncertainties about ourselves can put us in a state of anxiety, depression, illness. You know, has anxiety made you ill? Is there anybody in this room that's happened to? Or put you in a place of depression in your life where you feel like nothing's ever going to happen good for me ever again? You know, I mean, I guarantee it's happened to me. Or it puts you in a place where you feel you're so out of control, you don't know what you're going to do. See, the Lord can do all that. He can eliminate all those. He's not, you know, he's going to answer your prayers. You know, I think a lot of people are out there think the Lord doesn't hear your prayers. I've been praying to the Lord for 5 years for him to take care of this situation. He hasn't taken care of it. You sure about that? Sure he hasn't started to take care of it? See, I think he hears them all, and he answers them all. And when he answers them, it might not be the answer you're waiting for, and it might be at the time you want it to happen. But he's answering it. He's putting the situation in a place that's in his control, not your control. And you don't need to complain about it anymore. You need to get your hands off of it. Stop fussing and whining and what were the words? Bleating. When you said bleat this morning in Sunday school, I thought, I looked at Debbie and I went, wah, wah, wah. You know? Why are we walking around doing that? Why? Because it makes us feel better? I don't think so. It probably makes you feel worse. You know, the Lord has, you know, we know that the Lord is in control of all things. And, you know, he put us here for a reason. We're his people. You know, the Lord loves each and every one of us in his own way, and you know, which is all the same. And we all love the Lord in our own way. You know, and there's no gray area in that. It's just like Kath was talking about her mom just now. You know, you can go to your mom and she's pat you on the back and says, oh, it's okay. You know, that's what the Lord does to us. He's up there doing the same thing her relatives are doing. Yay, look at us. You know, when you told me that this morning, I thought, wow, that's pretty. I didn't even know that until we got here. So normally that's the first thing she says when we get up. She tells me what her dreams were. You know, I just know for me, letting go of something can be really, really hard. You know, I've had some things in my life, some situations in my life that occurred, you know, a long time ago. And one of them was with my dad. And it took me 30 years to get over it. Because I couldn't let it go. And when I let it go, you know, when I gave it to the Lord, and when I let it go, when I finally let it go, I looked back on it and I thought, that was the stupidest thing that you ever did. Why did you waste all that time and energy on it? Why? And the reason was, because I can. And I think that's another reason we don't call on the Lord. Because I can, I don't have to. You know, I can do this, I can do that. You know, it doesn't always work out. You know, sometimes you can't. You know, and if you can, if the Lord wants you to work it out on your own, he'll give you the tools. He'll give you the information. He'll give you all the things. He'll speak to you and give you all the things that you need to work it out. And he'll do it on his time, not yours. And it'll get done. Sometimes it's just we don't have patience is not a virtue. Not in this world today. Like Rich was saying in Sunday school today, he was at some place and something rung up wrong or something. There was this line of people and he said, I know they were all running or going, oh, you know. They're impatient because I got to go. No, you don't. You know, if you're 2 minutes late, is it going to make a difference? See, I don't see that anymore. I get there when I get there. And see, I get there because that way because, see, the Lord's given me a thing now. It says, just get in the right-hand lane and just drive. Drive as long as whatever speed you want. Take your time, and I'll get you there when you get there. You know? So why are we in such a hurry all the time? Why are we always worried about stuff? Why do we have such a hard time letting go? Is it because we're afraid of the result, what might happen, or the answer? What happens if God gives the answer and it's not the one you want? You know, sometimes that happens. So now do we get mad at God because he did exactly what we asked him to do, but he didn't give us the right answer? See, I say no. You can't give up. You don't give up on God for that. You thank him for the answer. You know? Sometimes you're the person that has to change, not the circumstance. That's pretty hard to do. I don't want to change. I like who I am now. Oh, well, that didn't work out. Let's try something else. And you know, that's I'm not perfect guy, you know? I'm not perfect. Everybody in this room knows I'm pretty competitive. Like the other day I was playing golf and with some guys, and one of the guys I play with shouldn't be playing golf. Because he can hit it from here to the back wall and he can't find it. and if he does find it, he's not sure it's his. You ever play with a guy like that, Jim? Oh, boy, you're in trouble now, bud. And at the end of the day, we were adding up the scores in his 137, and I went, if I shot 137, I'd quit. You know, sometimes we don't have to do the things we think we do. Sometimes we can step away and say, Lord, I give this to you. I give it to you right now. And don't let me do anything. And just let him take complete control. And wow, that's a big, big difference. And I've got control of this situation. And you know, sometimes it's hard to, like I say, so hard to do sometimes, because you hang on to it with like a grip, you know, like, and you don't want to let that go. You don't know what they did, or you don't know, you know, why they said it to me, or why did someone do this to me? Like Cass says, they were being mean to me. Well, what does being mean to me mean? You know? They said something to you that you didn't like? They did something to you didn't like? Why didn't you like it? What, maybe it was something you did to them, and they responded. You know, it goes both ways. It doesn't always go one way. Do we ever try and negotiate with the Lord? Do you ever try and do that? Say, Lord, if I'll give this to you if you'll do this. How's that work out, Tom says? How's that working out for you? Not very well. You know, he doesn't want to negotiate. He wants one thing and one thing only. He wants your complete trust in him. And he wants a complete relationship with you. And that's what it's all about. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, He'll love you no matter what happens. He'll love you no matter what the circumstance, no matter what you did. No matter how bad you screwed up the job, the Lord will still love you. And that, I love that. I love that because it gives you freedom to know that, to realize that, to understand that. What more freedom can you have knowing that the Lord loves you no matter what? I found this little tidbit here. Oh boy. Gotta put my glasses on. The prayer can be let go and let God. This prayer can be an antidote to the desire many of us have to control the uncontrollable. Instead of relying upon our ego or self-will to direct our lives and the lives of others, we draw upon the strength, wisdom, and compassion of a God, of God. Instead of hanging on for dear life, we let go and let God. We have often been our own greatest enemies, standing in the way of the help we need. When we put this prayer to work, we get out of the way. We let go of the problem, the need to know what will happen and when, the obsession with other people's choices, the thoughts, concerns that waste our time and energy because we cannot resolve them by ourselves. And when we let God take care of it, when we feel we have run out of options and nothing is going the way we expected, well, how many times have we waited for that, huh? When we think we've run out of options. When we don't know what to do or can't figure out what there is to do, we can let go and let God. When life is going smoothly and we are trying out new and exciting ideas and actions, we can remember who is in charge of the results and let go and let God. When a friend goes through a difficult time and we don't know how to show our support, all we need to do is let them know to let go and let God. This prayer gives us permission to replace stress, worry, and suffering with serenity and faith. It's okay to relax and let life happen. When we can rest assured that the answers, choices, actions, and thoughts we need will come to us when the time is right because we have placed them in the hands of our Lord. That's a good guideline, isn't it? You know, I read that probably 10 times and I didn't look at it when it said, when we feel we've run out of options. I never even paid it. It went right over my head. Wow. How many times have we tried that? Do all the things that we thought were the right things to do? That we knew this is what the stuff is. These are all my options. I can do this, 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 and this. And didn't take the best option. The one that was always there anyhow. That kind of humbles me. To think that how many times I've done that. And didn't even look at it, like I said, until I just read it again. And let that sink into even me. That I have one great option. All the time. All the other options are nothing compared to the great option. You know, I'm telling you here today that the Lord never gets tired of hearing your voice. He knows your heart's desire. And everyone in this room is special to Him. And that He is able to do all things for you that you need. 1 Peter 5:17 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. If something's bothering you, no matter how big or small, now's the time to really begin to give it to the Lord. Let it go. He's the controller, the peacemaker. And he never fails. He never fails. Wouldn't you like to go undefeated? I know I would. Can't go better than 10-0. You know, what a wonderful feeling to know that we have the opportunity every day to give the Lord all of our cares, no matter how big or small. And no matter how many times we've repeated the same thing over and over to him, that he doesn't care that we've repeated the same thing over and over to him. Because he still listens to the same prayer. And he's still answering that same prayer. And he's answering it in his time and what's best for you. See, he doesn't get bored with us. He doesn't get bored with us at all. Because every time we take the time to sit down quietly and speak to him, he's like what Kathy was saying. He's jumping for joy. He's jumping for joy to hear our voice. So I'm saying to you today, if you've got things going on in your life, let go and let God. And I'm going to read one more. Scripture, and then I'm going to close. This is out of the message. It's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And this puts it in pretty everyday American understand, get it. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So I challenge you today. If something comes up this week, I know we all try and do it. And I think some of us are better at it than others. But if something comes up this week that really puts you in a place of anxiety or whatever in your life, just give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, this is yours. And step back. Take the step back. Because see, when you take the step back, you've stepped out of the room. You've stepped out of the room where the trouble is. And he's got complete control of it. And you don't have to think about it anymore. Thank you. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity today to be together and serve you today and worship you, Father. Father, thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives. And Father, we just want to step out of the room, Father, and let you have control of our lives. Father, you know everything that's going on in our lives, and Father, you know the solution to everything that's going on in our lives. Father, I just thank you, and I give you all the praise and glory, and I bless this congregation today, Father, and I watch over each and every one of us today, and I give you all the praise and glory for everything you're going to do. Amen.